Welcome to The Workus, a storytelling project produced by the Alberta Workers Health Centre. I'm Daryl Rochelle. In 2007, 154 people were killed on the job in Alberta, and many more were seriously injured. In just a moment, a story about a worker who was injured on the job. But first, if you or someone you know has been hurt at work, come and talk to me right after you've listened to this story. I want to record your story and include it in The Workus. Here's a story from a worker who took a very bad fall from a scaffold.
I'm Murray Armstrong, and when I was 19 years of age, I was working on construction as a plasterer's helper, and I was up inside a building, the Jubilee Auditorium here in Edmonton. And they had a span, so there were two scaffolding set up, one at each end of a landing. And the boards between the scaffolding were about 20 feet in length, so they were really pretty heavy. And in my, I would say, naivety, to be quite honest about it, is I had thought that I could take the board and take it off the other end of the scaffolding and then just move it to where it was supposed to go.
While you were standing on the other scaffolding?
Correct, yes.
How high were you up in the air?
About 20 feet up in the air. And so when I pulled the board and I pulled it off the other scaffolding 20 feet away, it felt like about a 400-pound board, and it just absolutely flipped me right into the air, and I did a single somersault.
So it was like a teeter-totter almost.
Exactly. And I ended up so I flipped higher than 20 feet, actually, when you think about that. And I landed right next to a steel metal railing. And if I had hit it, I mean, I would have been dead. But I just hit beside it, and then I rolled down another 20 feet of stairs. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I just kind of got up. And then some co-workers who'd heard me yelling as I was sailing down just said, "Lie down, you know, we don't know what's happened to you." And so I didn't, of course, you know, I mean, I'm in shock, and I didn't really know what's going on. But as I was lying there, and this is really in addition, is that a young fellow who was working with me, you know, I'm lying there waiting for the ambulance and all of that, and then he says to me, "If you're not coming back, could I have your lunch?" That probably upset me more at the time, because that's what I was aware of. But then, of course, then, I mean, all of the I didn't break any bones or anything like that, but I was just amazingly lucky. I mean, God wanted me here, period.
It's a good story. It's a good story, thank you.
You're very welcome.
More careful on the scaffolding from now on.
That's right, I am very careful.
Murray is a worker who took a bad fall while he was on the job. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work. Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for The Workus. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in The Workus. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers Health Centre.
Run the conductor behind the bus bar, and the hazard was quite obvious. Electrocution.
Okay, by trade, I'm an RNA in Ontario. I got hurt January the 19th, 1991. I went in for
power art. Tim was killed instantly, and another young man was spent several weeks in the burn unit at Foothills. It was a stupid...